This is the sixth and last furlough Friday for many civilian employees of the Defense Department. While furloughs have given employees cause to worry about their own finances, some have made the most of it. Warren Schaefer is an IT specialist at the Defense Information Systems Agency. He lives in Fredericksburg, Virginia. There, he started a Furlough Friday community service group. And Warren Schaefer joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the group. What made you start it in the first place?
Well, we were sitting around one of our United Methodist men's meetings, and everybody started complaining about what we're going to do on our day off and that. So I got to thinking about it and started praying about it and talked to the pastors about it, and this idea just cropped up. Let's just have a service day and invite the church members and anybody else in the community to come out and serve the community, because that's what we're all about, is, you know, serving our other folks that really are in need and take our mind off of things, you know, make our that we're still doing something useful, that we're not just wasting our time.
And you're down there in Fredericksburg. Are there a lot of federal employees in the community?
Oh, yes. There's a tremendous amount down here. A lot of them commute out of here, yes.
So tell us what you have done. What are some of the activities you initiated as a result of the furlough days?
We've gone out and we've done service projects at a bunch of homes that needed yard cleanup. We had one single mom that moved into a new home that was the yard that was trashed outside, and we've gone down and cleaned out all their trash and made about 4 dump runs, and we've power washed one individual's home that was in dire straits. The homeowners association was getting all over her case, and she was another single mom. We've gone down to Habitat for Humanity and helped them tear down shelving, put new shelving up, and restock some of their shelves. We spent the whole day down there doing that.
What's your plan for today?
Today we're going to go out and finish up a yard that we started here last week. We didn't get all completed. And then the rest of the group are going to finish painting up the classrooms here at the church to get ready for Sunday school.
All right, so what's your feeling? It sounds like you're going to kind of miss the furlough days a little bit. You'll have to go back to Sundays.
Yeah, it's going to be. The guys are looking forward to coming here. But what we're planning on doing is maybe once or twice a month on Saturdays is still continue doing service projects. We do them now with the United Methodist Men Group. We'll have that part. And we'll add another Saturday where we'll invite guys to come in, and we'll go on and do some more, continue with the service projects. In fact, they asked me if we were going to do that, and I'm going to continue that.
And from which agencies are your volunteers from?
Oh, we've got them from NSA, FAA, DOD out of the Pentagon, like myself out of DISA. I've got a couple from the Marine Corps. I mean, just across the whole section, basically.
We're speaking with Warren Schaefer. He's an IT specialist at DISA and retired Army vet, and also a pioneer in the creative use of furlough days. And a lot of employees have organized runs or they've written songs, but it seems like you've taken it to a higher level. What kind of feedback have you had?
Well, from the people that we serve, they're very appreciative. And as far as the church goes and the people in the community, I mean, they think it's a great idea. In fact, we've got a couple of the individuals that come here don't even come to our church. And one guy actually took a day off of work to come and participate. Another one was a government contractor that lost his job, and he came and put it this way: we prayed for him, and then all of a sudden, the following week, 2 weeks ago, he had a job interview and went to work that Friday, so he didn't show up. But that's a good thing.
And we know that this is the, as I said earlier, this is the last furlough Friday for many civilian employees in the Defense Department. But
right.
What about those members that you said come from the other agencies? Are they also going to be continuing furloughs after today?
I'm not so sure about the other agencies. I don't know what I'm just DOD, so I'm not sure what the other agencies are going to do. I assume they're going to turn their furloughs off too. I mean, I don't know. But surely, even a couple of the folks that came that weren't part of the church, they say they're gonna keep. They're on my email list, and they want to keep involved with doing this stuff.
Yeah, I want to ask you: do you think that this has brought people, despite the adversity, it's brought federal employees closer together in terms of being a community?
Oh yes, I've seen it here. We got quite a group of guys. I mean, there's some of us that didn't even know each other that even go to the church here together, and now we're like, hey, this is pretty cool. I mean, we got together, we talk. we're doing things, and they're looking at, hey, there's something else besides this work.
And I guess we should ask, have you taken this idea to the social media scene where it can be perhaps shared nationally?
No, I've never gone that far. No, I haven't.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe put it on Facebook and you could start kind of plant this and start chapters all over the country.
That would be different.
And I just want to ask you about Fredericksburg, because you said that a lot of federal employees do work there, or do live there, and they commute. Has the town itself, have you seen furloughs and sequestration overall make a dent on it?
As far as what, the impact on the community?
Yeah. Is there any actual noticeable impact on your community?
I would say probably at least some, because normally on Fridays and weekends and down there, you would see a lot of people going out shopping and going to restaurants and that, and I've seen that has dwindled a little bit, let's put it that way.
All right. Warren Schaefer is an IT specialist at the Defense Information Systems Agency. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.